I'm Julie Tatchell.
And I'm Amanda Middleditch.
You might know us as the Bear Ladies.
Or maybe the Teddy Bear Ladies.
Or sometimes Two Bear Ladies.
Oh no. Or the Teddy Bear Doctors.
Or simply Julie.
And Amanda.
But there's so much more to us and we've
barely begun.
Welcome to this podcast. It has been a little while since we put one out, but this is a particularly special one that took a little bit of time to organise.
It did, Amanda.
Really glad. And you might be noticing a slight sound difference. An echo.
It's an echo.
It's a bit of an echo. That's because we are in a very special little side room at Guildford Cathedral.
We are.
Who'd have thought?
I know. So we would like to introduce a very special friend of ours, Nicola. Nicola, tell us why we're here.
Hello ladies, we met a few years ago in my old job at the Weald and Downland, and it's been lovely to be friends with you ever since.
Oh, thank you.
It's lovely to be friends with you too. So tell us a little bit about your history, sort of how you came to where you work in here.
Oh, I have a quite wide and varied history, job-wise.
Do we have long enough?
Oh, yes. Go for it.
Yeah, I'm not as old as I look, really. I spent 14 years with Hampshire Police. I moved on from there to the National Trust for 8 years. I was then very lucky and came here for just under 2 years at the Cathedral. I left for 3 years and I was pulled back.
Ah, so that 3 years that you left for, that's when you were at the Weald and Downland?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. So you came there and happened to meet us.
Yes.
That was cool, wasn't it?
It was fabulous.
We've had fabulous lunches
with Nicola. I was going to say, that's mainly what we've met for lunch, haven't we?
Yeah.
After filming, we've sort of gone, oh, we're meeting Nicola for lunch today, and we've come up and meet you and
ladies
stuff.
At lunch.
Ladies
yeah,
at
absolutely.
Lunch. We
lunch
like
and feed ducks.
Yes,
got to feed the ducks.
Got to feed the ducks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So what, when you came, you've come back here now to Guildford Cathedral and you've been showing us around this morning. It's a really special
it's
place.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Absolutely beautiful. We're having a lovely, lovely time.
That's good.
What's your favourite aspect of being here?
It's the fellowship, the community and the warmth of everyone that's here and that comes here. And it's a very lovely and nice place to be.
Yeah, you can feel that when you come in. Such a lovely atmosphere.
I make good coffee as well.
Yeah. We had coffee when we arrived. Yeah.
And what did you do? Well, let me just say.
Set the scene.
Set the scene. So Nicola and I approached the table reserved for our morning coffee, nice. Which was lovely.
On a stage.
Yes, yeah. And Amanda has to nip to the loo.
As always.
And I took all the drinks off the tray, put the drinks on the table and the tray on the seat, because I thought she was going to sit on the seat she'd put her handbag on. And when she came back, she sat on the tray.
In my defence...
Yeah, but you sat there an awfully long time before you noticed, so what's your defence?
It looked like the round cushion that was on the other seat. It was
it
black
did.
And it was round.
But it didn't feel like that, though,
no,
did it?
No, and I couldn't understand why I was getting a wet bottom.
Or it was moving.
Or it was sliding around.
So it wasn't a very good start, but we'd established...
that I was on the tray. I've dried out now.
That's good.
Nicola found it really funny, didn't she? But if it's going to happen to anyone, it's going to happen to me.
It did make me cry with laughter, I have to say.
And tell us about that lovely window you showed us, that very special one to us.
We have a children's window here. So actually, Guildford Cathedral doesn't have that many stained glass windows. Mm. Guildford is only 60 years old, so we're celebrating our 60th this year. And one of our windows is a children's window, which is actually quite well hidden. But it does mean that we have a teddy bear with us every single day, because there is a teddy bear
in it. I'm so glad you pointed it out to us, actually, because I think we would have just walked past, wouldn't we?
Yeah, it's tucked away, isn't it?
What was it, in an south entrance?
It's in the south entrance, so it's in a very special place, and you have to seek it out.
Yeah.
So if you ever come here, definitely go and look for that. It's just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful window. I'm really impressed at your knowledge, Nicola, as you're taking us around.
I'm surprised. I'm relearning. So I learned a lot when I was here previously, 3 years away, learning about old buildings. And coming back and relearning that it's great in our 60th year. So it's quite apparent now.
Yeah.
It's helped by our 60th anniversary exhibition as well.
Yeah, 60 years is quite, it's amazing, isn't it? It's quite young though.
We are the youngest English cathedral to be consecrated.
Wow.
So it was born out of the Winchester and Portsmouth were quite large. So the Guildford is a new diocese.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So up until that point, it didn't exist.
So it was attached to another diocese at that point?
The diocese of Portsmouth and Winchester was so big and
right.
So many people within them that had to create a new one.
Ah, I see,
so,
okay. That makes sense.
And that's how it was. So the cathedra at that time was actually in the town.
Right.
So the first bishops were in the town. So, and it took probably about 40-odd years to build because it was started pre-First World War, the First World War. Then there was that interwar period, then the Second World War. So it took till 1961 for us to be here.
Wow.
Is it true? Now, did you tell me this or did I dream it? That
Don't go into Amanda's dreams. Oh, no.
That
where are you going with this?
Locally, people bought bricks to help build...
That's right. So the fascinating...
Ah!
Yes.
Ah, see? No, that's not so bad. I can get
not a dream, and I'm glad it went in.
There you go.
Impact. And it's a fantastic story that because, obviously, like everything else that's built these days, nothing ever comes in on budget. And there was a campaign to actually raise more money. So after the war, obviously, all bricks and everything that you needed to build had to go into rebuilding towns. Because a lot of towns were bombed and they were all reconstructed, rerouted. And so that had to check. So that there was something that had to come along to think, what do we do? How can we raise funds? So the idea was come up with some time before it actually happened. And everybody bought a brick for 2 shillings and 6.
Wow.
So over 200,000 people made this building possible. So it's a testament to faith and the will of the people to have this cathedral built. So yeah, 200,000.
And that's an extra wonderful way for them to feel that they're already part of it.
Absolutely. And I meet brick givers everywhere.
Really?
Wherever I go, and it's a way to go to Guildford Cathedral. So I bought a brick. My dad bought a brick.
Wow.
My granddad bought a brick. And they come from far and wide. So we're actually known as the People's Cathedral because the people made
that's
it lovely. Happen.
I like that.
Yeah.
And because it was by a brick campaign, it was kind of one of the, it wasn't the first, but evidence of crowdfunding. So the building was actually crowdfunded.
That's that really
way.
Interesting. So that was just after the war?
Or was that, that was in the 50s.
In the 50s.
Yeah.
Wow. And then that's when the building really took off and was able to get...
It was finished, because it was partly built, so it had gone up in stages. And in fact, I think it was the Second World War, the services were held in the crypt. Because the rest of it hadn't been built.
Wow. I loved the drive coming up here as we were approaching the building. It felt very grand.
Yes, and unusual from that perspective because we're out of the town. Most cathedrals are in a town centre.
I'm really, really loving it. I loved that, as I say, the drive coming up. It's quite a modern looking building.
Yes.
But then when you come inside, there's this wonderful atmosphere. It's
definitely nicer inside, I think.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, there's specials. I think it's one of those things. Everybody who's ever been up and down the A3 will see the angel on top of the tower.
Yeah.
And you know that it's a beacon for a lot of people coming home. And once you see that angel, especially if you live in Guildford, it's like, oh, I'm home.
Yeah,
I've come home. But also, you go up and down, you just see this brick building on top of a hill that most people think looks like a utility building, the waterworks building. But when you actually come up and look at it in the detail, there's so much in the sculpture that's outside, and the detail that's actually put into the outside is not overly evident from a distance.
No, so you've got to make the effort to actually come up. But it's the same about a lot of things, isn't it?
It is.
Come and see for yourself and have a look.
And what's here. And it... Inside will take your breath away. It's so powerful when you walk through here, and that wow factor, it will make your shoulders drop. You'll be surprised how it affects you. There is something really quite special about how this building makes you feel. And if you want time or 10 minutes of mindfulness, this building will certainly give it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
really
Nicola,
lovely.
What's your actual role here in the cathedral?
I'm head of development, so I'm responsible for marketing and fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
So that aspect of making the cathedral known. So I'm charged with making the cathedral known, and we are open to God and open to all. So my remit is to get everybody here as open to all. So whether you're of faith or not, we have very many things that happen here that
I would interrupt, but I'm just thinking a lot of people wouldn't consider that a church or a cathedral might need fundraising or marketing.
Yeah.
But obviously it does, if there's a position for you in this cathedral to do just that. So what sort of things happen here that aside from what you would expect to happen?
So alongside our worship and our services are our core purpose and our core role. That's what we are here for.
Mm-hmm.
But we are also a community space, and we are a centre for many things, from art. We have art exhibitions. Mm-hmm. They are faith or non-faith based. So we're one of the very few places in Surrey where an artist can actually display their work.
And what a beautiful place. It's so light. Yes. The light's perfect, isn't it?
And it has that perfect open gallery space about it. So we put on concerts. We don't just do, we do everything from The Messiah, but we've actually got G4 here in November.
Oh.
And we've got Alan Jones next year. So we put on, there's all different things. And you've arrived today.
Here we are. Yeah. The teddy bear ladies have arrived.
Yeah, just spanner in the works.
No, it's absolutely wonderful to have you here, and everyone's so excited and great to have you.
Thank you.
But today we had a coffee concert on, so once a month, and this comes out of some of our outreach and our engagement work, we have a coffee concert. And we put these coffee concerts on for free, so the musicians are free. It's a different musician every month. And we give free tea and coffee for the first 45 minutes beforehand, so from 10:30 to 11:15.
Mm-hmm.
And then from 11:15 till midday, you get a free coffee concert, a concert of the most wonderful music. And it can be everything from the rock choir to a cellist to a violinist to a singer. It can be all different kinds of music that you can come and just sit and listen to. Lovely. Professional musicians in this space. And part of it was set up around giving people access to music and to this wonderful space. So we get a lot of care homes. So it was first devised to actually bring care homes in. So we could and pre-pandemic, we could have up to 150, 200 people come to them. And all the care homes would turn up in minibuses.
Oh, that's lovely. That's
and lovely. It gives something around therapy and people's remembrance of music, and it's the most wonderful thing to see and hear.
The acoustics must be incredible.
Yeah, fantastic acoustics, and we're very lucky that we have a charitable trust that actually gives us funding to continue to do those, to buy the coffee, to set them up and do them.
Wow.
But it's a lovely thing to see the joy. We do a Christmas one with Age UK, which we can have up to 1,000 people in. And the rock choir sing, our choir sing, we have other school choirs come in and do it.
I know,
it's absolutely fantastic thing. The last time I was here for it, though, I did have angel wings on, and it was noted at 4:15 that they were on upside down.
Oh,
I spent all day in my feathered wings.
That's not as bad as sitting on a tray, is
it? It was only when, and I actually didn't realise when I sort of like was doing the car parking with my angel wings and
people on,
that actually Lord Lieutenant said to me, "Nicola, are you a fallen angel?" And didn't think anything about it. And then at about 4:00, one of our wonderful volunteers said, "You've got your wings on up now." And I'm like, "So I have."
Couldn't they have told you a bit sooner?
And I've got the most wonderful picture that the photographer from Age UK took of me stood on the West Gallery, and it's the back of me mowing, which is always my Facebook picture for Christmas.
I love it. Fabulous.
Love it.
Aww.
Is there anything you want to shout out, like to get people to find you? Sort of website?
Yeah, we've got a website. Sorry, it's a bit old. We're after funding for it to change it. It's about 20 years old, so we're a bit retro in that respect. But it is easy to navigate. So
that's the main thing, isn't it?
And if you're up and down the A3 and you're stuck in that traffic, just step off. You know, we've got free parking for a couple of hours. We've got a wonderful cafe. We've got a shop.
Yeah, we've got everything. Agree with that.
Yeah. We've got everything up on this hill to come up to.
And it was very easy, actually, to find. Very well signposted. We came in off the Hog's Back, which I have some fond family memories of, as I was recounting to you. It was nice. Driving.
Julie in the back of the car in a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Camping?
No. On the way to stay with some friends?
Yes, we had friends who lived in Sutton, and they were like an auntie and uncle and cousins, but they weren't. They were, but they were as close as. And we fairly regularly stayed with them for weekends, and I can remember the journey being really exciting because we'd be allowed to take our sleeping bags into the back of the car, and we knew where we were going, and we travelled the A31. And we always knew we'd got to the Hog's Back, which meant we must be nearly there, because it was in Sutton. Yeah. Because you actually went up onto the Hog's Back in those days. Now you have to know where you're on it, don't you? It's not quite the same as it used to be. So I've got quite excited. I've shown you the views.
I envisioned, of you getting out of the car and doing that sort of sack race thing.
The
not doing that. Are we nearly there yet?
Yeah. Oh, no, I just remember. Okay, but that brought back happy memories. And I would just like to say, it's not so far back that the cathedral wasn't already here. I'm just getting that one in.
Absolutely,
So, sorry, we digress. We do that bit, don't we?
No, that's okay.
I would just like to ask, is there anything particular that's up and coming that you really feel you've got a heart for? Now that you're back, because obviously it must have been quite hard leaving. I mean, your role at the Wealden Downland was similar, wasn't it?
I was fundraising development manager there.
So kind of, sort of on the same?
Yes, I was. When I was here previously, I was fundraising and marketing. And my background is marketing, visitor experience with the National Trust with a bit of fundraising. So I kind of stepped back from the role I was in at the National Trust and came here to learn my trade in fundraising, which...
You're very good at it. Yeah.
Thank you.
You are.
These lovely, you know, the lovely cathedral allowed, and I'd got to that point where it was time to move on and up again, which is when I went to the Wealden Downland. And marketing wasn't part of my role. It's something that I really enjoy as well, and had had limited to do that. But then the opportunity to come back as head of development, it's a completely new role for the cathedral. It's not a role they've had before. So it was head of...
That's exciting in itself, because that's very forward-thinking, isn't it?
Yes.
If anyone puts that role into position, it must be looking forward.
And it is, and I think... And part of that is there used to be a head of fundraising role, but as we know, the last 18 months to 2 years has changed everything.
Yeah.
And it's forward-thinking strategically about what is now needed here. So and there's not always been quite a marketing function, so when I was here previously... came as fundraising, and because I had a marketing background, I ended up splitting my job 3 days a week and 2 days because I took over the social media, and actually still volunteered here for 15 months after I left, and still did the website and social media and marketting.
So I've always you've never kind of, really left them.
I haven't really I don't think the Dean's let me, but yes.
We'll get her in our next podcast. How about that?
She would love it, and you would love her. She's an amazing lady and with an amazing story as well.
Can't wait. It's another opportunity. Well, we'll always come back and visit you.
I hope so. I hope this isn't it.
Definitely not. But I do want to know, so you've settled, you've been back since August, was it?
Yeah, July, so it's about 7 or 8 weeks now.
7 or 8 weeks, so you're bedding yourself in. It's still early days, but what is really exciting you on the horizon?
There are lots of things. I get to recruit a new team. So at the moment I'm doing kind of three jobs. I love it. I love having that creative space. It feels quite exciting to do things. And the team here are fabulous as well, to go out with my random weird ideas that I have at times. But there, the G4 was great. We do a fantastic Christmas fair, Christmas market. We also have a craft and fleet and Etsy made local. So if you need your Christmas presents, do come up in the next couple of months when we have those on. And we have, say, G4 here and Anna Jones here. But as part of our 60th, we've got a big dinner coming up, and we've got some special events coming up, so do keep an eye that you would absolutely love to come along to. And to kind of end it all, we've also got around International Women's Day a fantastic concert called Inspiring Women that is all female performers, including Amis Freedom Choir, who are female survivors of trafficking. An incredible choir. So it's really worth looking
at. When's that happening?
I think it's the 14th March. It's not actually on International Women's Day, it's just a bit after that. And we have our girl choristers taking part in that, and Catherine, who is our organist and master of the choristers, who is the first in an English cathedral. We have one of the very first female deans as well, so we're very strong on women up on this.
I'm liking that.
Very
it's good.
Strong.
You didn't give us the date.
I think it's just after International Women's Day, so
sometime around there.
It's the 12th.
Okay.
Our listeners to our podcast are very far flung.
Yeah.
We're honoured to have people listening, even from other countries. Quite surprises us every time.
Hello, everyone from Guildford.
So, is there any way that people can take part? Is any of this live streamed or recorded or in any way?
Some of it might be.
Is it still worth, even if you're not listening within striking distance of Guildford itself, there is some way you could get involved?
Yeah, and I think the Age UK concert, don't quote me yet, that we have, because we're still restricted on numbers. Despite the fact we have this huge capacity, we're still very aware that COVID's still out there in the community. That is usually live streamed, and that would be wonderful to be able to watch as well. So a lot of this, hopefully we can
do. Talking social media, is the cathedral on Instagram? Is it on Twitter?
Yeah.
It's all around there. So
we can find
perfect ways for people to stay up to date if they're not looking at the website.
Yes.
And I'm going to say, are you still involved in the social media?
It's just me at the moment.
It's just you. So we can, hands on our hearts, say it's brilliantly run and always up to date.
Absolutely.
Which is marvellous. So that's probably, a really good way.
And our events are all on there. So we'll come up on there, and our website will always be on there. So come on up and come on in. We're very welcome. We're very friendly. We'd love to see
you. We vouch for that.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely wonderful here. We're having a lovely day.
It's funny, isn't it? When we set out this morning, it was like, we're going on this sort of big sort of day out. But actually, it's not that far from us, is it?
I think we'll be back much more often.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're stuck with us now.
Yeah, don't think you're escaping me.
Love it.
But it's really, really lovely here. And I think we'll definitely be taking away some lovely memories.
Definitely.
My tummy's telling me it's nearly lunchtime.
Yes. So all we have to say now is thank you.
Thank you so much,
Nicola.
It's really lovely.
Chatting with us and for having us here today.
And keeping us from being too silly. Because we haven't been as silly as we normally are, have we?
We did quite save that beforehand, didn't we, really?
Yeah,
we
got it out of our system.
Thank you for coming and talking about this wonderful place.
Oh, great stuff. Thank you.
It's been a joy.
Thank you.
That really was a joy, wasn't it, to see Nicola so happy in her new role in a place she just fits in so well.
She does. She looks so comfortable and at home there. Mm. That's what I think is so lovely. And the fact she said she was actually felt drawn back there, it's obviously where she's meant to be. And what an asset to the cathedral. Yeah. She's going to...
But the cathedral itself is a joyful place, isn't it? I love... Because of my faith, I'm happy to go into cathedrals, but I know for a lot of people they can feel quite sort of daunting, quite austere. But Guildford Cathedral is bright and airy and almost doesn't feel like a cathedral, but it does.
It does. There's a definite ambience in there. It's kind of warm. I think Nicola hit it on the head when she said fellowship and community. I think that was a really lovely way to describe it, because everybody is very, very friendly and make you feel very, very welcome. And like you say, the building is quite modern. But I love all the high ceilings. But it's not echoey, is it?
No.
There's no sort of that
echoey sort of emptiness. It feels very warm. That's what I think I liked about it, the warmth.
And genuinely, you could just pop along. Pop along and have a coffee, or pop along and visit the shop, or certainly some of the events coming up around Christmas sound wonderful.
They do. Might have to pop back.
Well, you know.
Could be a good excuse. Or quite like the sound of the coffee and quiet. What was it? Coffee and music?
Yeah.
Those coffee mornings they have where you get music as well. Sounds lovely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But for us, it's fitting it in, of course.
Yeah, we're so busy, aren't we?
Good busy.
Yeah, we've got lots on the horizon, which is really... Do you know what? I was just thinking, before we go on to what we're up to, you all laughed at me about that tea tray thing.
Well, yeah,
when I got home, I have a bruise on my bottom, right at the top of my leg, where the ring bit of the tray...
Yeah, but listen, just look at it from my point of view.
Yes.
Why did you stay sat on it for so long if it was so uncomfortable?
Because I felt people were watching us and I didn't want to make a fuss or sort of jump up and go, oh, what was going on?
You didn't. You could have just discreetly stood up and removed it. You didn't have to jump up and squeal.
I was on a stage, Julie. I was on a stage.
I know, it wasn't the best of places to sit us, really, was it?
No, I felt, you know, sort of, I felt a bit on show, so I thought I'd just stick it out. And I really thought, when I kept looking down, I couldn't understand, because I kept thinking, it was a cushion. I kept thinking, what my eyes are seeing is not what my bottom is feeling.
Oh, dear. And so you're a bit confused.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, try not to laugh at you in the future.
Thank you. But, yeah.
So go on, then. What are we up to?
Wow. Filming, of course, at the barn.
Yeah, yeah. So wonderful that it is as popular as it is.
Yes.
And...
of course, Children in Need episode coming up. Yes. That's a really exciting one.
That was wonderful to film. So I hope everybody enjoys that.
Yes. We can give you a little hint that the lovely little boy and his teddy bear, come to see us in the barn, and we have a very, very special job to do for a very special young man.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely so worth
do watch Children in Need.
Supporting Children in Need, of course, as well.
Yeah. So important. So important. What else have we got coming up?
Well, we're not allowed to mention the possibility of a Christmas episode.
You said it!
I didn't. It's only our listeners. It's only our listeners. They won't
tell anyone. Soul no, that we've no, they won't been tell filming anyone. A Christmas episode. You won't tell anyone, will you?
But we don't know when that's going to air yet, though. But that was just such fun to film, as it always. Was. We always say everything's such fun, and I hope people don't think that we're being...
No.
What's the word? Can't think what the word is, but we genuinely do have a lot of fun. Hard work, and we do can be quite emotional and stressful in that respect, but we genuinely do have lots of fun.
Yeah.
And since we visited Nicola in the cathedral, what did Dom get us doing? You can't have forgotten. You can't have forgotten. It was that crazy.
Pumpkin carving.
Pumpkin carving competition.
We had our very special own technique, didn't
we? We did. I thought we were brilliant, but
if you haven't seen it on Dom's YouTube channel, find Dominic Chenier on YouTube and look up the pumpkin carving. And all through it, you'll hear this bang, 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 and it's us gently carving our pumpkins.
we never did find out who won.
Fred.
It was Fred. I thought it was going to be Fred.
Yeah.
With his... oh, and now, should I say?
No, go find it. You'll find out who Fred is.
And he deserved... He was a deserved winner.
Definitely.
Wasn't he?
Definitely. You
know, I think when it came to energy and exuberance and enthusiasm, we should have won.
Yes.
And glitter.
We found the loophole, didn't we? Which I thought would have given us the edge, but apparently
what was
it didn't.
The loophole?
The glitter.
Why?
Well, he wasn't sure if it was in the rules or
not. Well, he didn't say it wasn't. I thought it was lovely.
Well, we didn't have any power tools, just a hammer and some cookie cutters. I mean,
well, there you go. I think we
bring
might...
your own equipment, he said.
Yes. What's equipment?
It's just my word for equipment, but I like equipment.
I know, it was nice. It's definitely worth looking at that. We possibly took it a little too seriously, but no, it was fun.
Yeah, always. Definitely. It's always great at the barn.
Very lucky to work with such blessed. great
blessed, I think is the word. Yeah. We are blessed to be part of it.
To work in such a beautiful place with such a great bunch of people.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
It's really good.
Yeah. Going back to the cathedral, just one quick before we go. Does any of you know anyone that was a brick giver at Guildford Cathedral?
That was
or
so
are you a brick giver? Let us know on our Instagram feed. It would be amazing if we could reconnect Nicola with as many people as possible that were part of bringing that wonderful building together.
That was really nice. I like to see that. And we did see, didn't we, when we were in there, that the Queen and Prince Philip
all had
someone else. Was it the Queen Mother?
Might be.
And they have left those bricks exposed so you can see the signatures on there.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
Pictures. I've got some pictures of those.
Have
I've
you?
Put them on the Instagram page so you can see those.
Along with the teddy bear in the stained glass window.
Yeah. Fancy that.
It's always a teddy bear somewhere, you know. You just have to know where to look.
Absolutely. Yeah. But it is very beautiful. Very beautiful. I love the way that window. So we've gone right back to the cathedral because we're so interested in it. But I love the way that window depicts Jesus in a way that we all kind of see him.
Mm-hmm.
But the children are dressed in quite modern clothing.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think that's a lovely concept to put into that window. It's maybe not a huge window and you've got to really look for it, but definitely worth finding.
Yeah, no, I liked that. It made it more. I think sometimes I hark back to the older cathedrals again, which are beautiful and amazing in their own way, but they make everything seem like it's historic. If you see the same thing repeated, but for today's children,
lovely.
It's perhaps a little more relatable.
Yes, definitely.
So. But anyway, I think we've chatted long enough.
Definitely, and I think we would definitely recommend a visit.
Yes,
go and take part in one of the events that's coming up, or just go and have a look around and say
hello.
Go
and have a cup of coffee.
And if you see Nicola, say hello to her from us.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. And bye for now.
Yeah. Enjoy. Bye.